You're listening to Tassie Encounters on Faith FM, and we're coming to you from Tasmania, right across Australia. Each weekday at 9 a.m, you can hear what the Bible says about past, current and future events. You can learn how to study the Bible more effectively. You can get to know who God is, why we're here and where we're going. And you can experience personal encounters with Jesus. I'm your host, Jason Cook. And today we have David Leo joining us. Welcome, David.
Thank you, Jason. Always good to be here.
How are you today?
I'm well.
Hey, we're starting something new today.
Yeah.
This is called Tassie Encounters Moments. Mm-hmm. We're doing shorter episodes, but still daily programs.
Yes.
So, we hope our listeners enjoy our new format.
Yes.
This will happen for a little while. We may well come back to the full hour-length programs, but for now, these are around about 15 to 20 minutes. So, yeah.
Little tidbits.
So, kindness or truth is our topic for today. We've still got our show number. Tassie Encounters show number is 0488880891. So we still love to hear from you. Text us in and maybe ask us some questions, share feedback, claim the book offers. We still love to hear from you.
Yeah, definitely. Love to hear from our listener.
Yeah. So kindness or truth, what's better? What made you choose this topic today, David?
I think it's the fascination with the recent, U.S. elections. Mm. It's been fascinating to me. I've been following, I think a friend sent me a clip of Kamala a while ago, probably June, July, and her what they call word salads. Mm. And I found it amusing. You know, I thought, oh, this is cool, and I wanted to see more. And as I did, I tell you what, Jason, I've never been interested in U.S. elections until 2016 when I saw the Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and the heat that was bringing to my friends and family and watching them argue with each other. And I thought, what is going on in USA that's making us over here in Australia and New Zealand argue over these, and it was getting intense, And so I've been somewhat interested since then. Otherwise, I'm interested in Bible prophecy and following, where things are happening there.
And that's one of the reasons why I follow it a little bit, just to see what the world's doing and how that fits in with prophecy.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, because, the Democratic Party's been in power for the last four, they were in term for 4 years, and Donald Trump's come back. Mm. Like we got a flavor of Donald Trump in 2016. And I tell you what, I was thinking, man, this guy he's like a WWF wrestler with his commentary. You know, I thought this guy is just out the gate, very entertaining, but it was serious stuff. But he's come back in a different light, there's something that's, and this is why I wanted to talk about this. As I've been, my algorithms on YouTube have been, since I watched Kamala, have been very leaned towards Democrats turning into Republicans for this time around. Mm. And some of the things that they've said really interested me.
At least voting for Trump this time.
Yeah, that's right. And some of these interviews that I watched, they said, they don't really like Trump, but they're not, they feel like the world's not making sense. Things in America, because if you think about it, I think Democratic Party had the line of, or the reputation of kindness, equality, women's rights, autonomy, diversity, and that sounds really nice. You think, oh, that's a kind party. Mm. And then you have the Republicans who talk about, they hear the immigration facts, because I remember when I first heard Donald Trump and the wall, I thought, well, that's a bit discriminative,
We want to build a wall.
Yeah. You said he wanted to build a wall, but when I heard the facts, I was like, oh, okay,
It makes more sense.
Yeah, they got to address that. That's an issue in USA,
And of course, they've had 4 years of where that wall very much
was breached.
Was sort of opened up a little bit.
Very much, And so this is the thing, and this is why I want to talk about it, because when it comes to relationships, I think these things are very, very important. Truth and kindness are two poles that are very difficult to try and match up. But in my observation that I found fascinating, with these people that have changed from staunch Democrats to Republican, one of the things that really fascinated me are the Amish people.
Yeah. Right?
Never voted before. It's not in their makeup to get involved in politics.
Yeah.
They've come out of the woodworks.
I saw the videos of them driving along with their horse and carts and the flags on the back.
Really, they even had flags.
Yeah, the US flag.
Yeah. Yeah, and in the documentary, the interview was saying that they just felt like the left or the Democratic and the leaning of kindness had gone too far, and the country needed to be pulled back. So they felt the need to get involved. Mm. You know, so it's like a pendulum swinging. You know, from kindness to truth, or truth to kindness.
It's almost like kindness can lead to a situation of like anything goes sort of thing.
Oh, for sure.
And then too much focus on truth can lead to a lack of tolerance or a lack of compassion for people.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, Jason. I mean, I'm learning more about US, you know, since I've been fascinated with it. But even some of these states, they're called swing states. That you know, they can flip either way.
And as we sit here now, we haven't yet got the final numbers, but it's very clear that that Trump has, you know, taken over most of those swing states. So.
And to me, that's an indication. Like, I'm no super genius in politics, but to me, that's an indication that the country have had enough.
We don't like the way the country's been going.
That's right. And these interviews that I've watched, some of these people that used to be Democratic, they're saying, we don't like Trump, but we do believe he's going to take us that way, because we did see him lead for 4 years and he did do what he said he was going to do. Mm. You know, so, and here's the thing too, Jason, you know, and this is where I want to go with this. When we get a bit smarter, and we understand the environment. Now I'm starting to talk a little bit more close to home. When you understand the environment of what's happening in your relationships, in your home, in your workplace, in your school, you become smarter, you know? And last time, I don't know if you remember this, Jason, last time when they had the Biden and Donald Trump, we had celebrities coming on. Yeah, and they're all endorsing, and then all the Hollywood celebrities and things were all endorsing and saying, hey, you got to go.
That happened a lot with Kamala Harris. She got a lot of celebrities to support her.
Correct. Mm. But this time around, the people were already switched on. Like, celebrities don't care about us. You know, like.
And so it didn't make a big impact.
Correct. Mm. And I'm thinking of other strategies they used, but It just didn't work the way they thought it was going to work, you know? Like, and so people have picked up on it. Mm. And I do believe all of us have that sense of understanding, you know, that we have that understanding of reading the environment, knowing what's happened before, and
reading between the lines to some, you know, to some extent, and detecting what really is truthful. You know, even if you say it nicely, if it's not true, then, you know, it's not helpful.
Yeah, that's right. And so I say this because, you know, we've both got relationships. I want to use children, for example. I've got three kids. Mm. All three of them have to be dealt with different, right? Mm. If we had a spectrum of truth and kindness, I don't treat them the same with that truth and kindness. You know, if my oldest is doing something that he thinks I don't know about, and I'm going to pull him up in a really harsh way because I know he knows how to handle that, right? My daughter, another, you know, her understanding of needing words and affirmation and things like that, I try to be hard, but I know that she needs to realize that I'm still there for her. You know, so I deal with it differently. That's what I mean by reading the environment, right? And so when it comes to being a Christian, you know, like, it is imperative. It's imperative that we understand our relationship first before trying to get into how you're going to exercise truth and kindness. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Kindness is always a good attraction, but you know, if somebody is, here's a really good one as a pastor. Somebody calls up, pastor. Let's say it's me. Pastor is a leader of a church community. So I've done that before, and people will call up and say, I need help, need some money, whatever. You help them out, and then you realize they call every week. Where do you start exercising the truth and saying, hey, I know what you're up to. I know where they start, where this is going. You're not really getting petrol. You know, there has to be a time where, truth has to be revealed, even if it's at the beginning. But this is where I think it's really important that we discuss this, because where we're going to go with these little moments, what we call Tassie Encounter Moments, is how does God exercise truth and kindness?
Mm-hmm.
And then as followers of God, how do we do that?
Yeah.
Right? So that's what we're going to touch on that in these moments. Yeah.
Well, even though we've got a new format, we've got a personal question for you or a personal challenge. What challenges you more, being kind or being truthful? Even though this is not a live program, we can still read your messages. And I'm hoping that on the Friday program, we might be able to share some of those responses. So text us in on 0488 880891. What challenges you more, being kind or being truthful? We'd love to hear from you today. And we want to share a little bit about our book offer after this short promo.
This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
So our book offer this week is called, let me just get up on the screen here, it's called Decisive Encounters, and this is by Roberto Badinas. It's a sequel to the bestseller Encounters, and this is what the summary says about it. Life is a journey full of surprises, emotions, possibilities, and encounters. Some of these encounters, whether sought or unexpected, can change the trajectory of our lives. They are decisive encounters. Jesus did not leave anyone unmoved. All the encounters with him were decisive. In this book, Dr. Robert Badinas talks about these encounters as well as their distinct nuances recorded in scriptures. The story of one decisive encounter is still missing. That is yours with Jesus. And that one is to be written by you. So text us in today, TEM01, that's our book offer for this week, for the five programs this week. Text it into 0488 880891. That's TEM01. We'd love you to claim a book offer today or this week sometime. So as we prepare for our program tomorrow, we're going to be talking more, and we're going to look at the story of Jonah. How that relates to the topic of kindness and truth. So as we go out today, we pray that you encounter Jesus more. And this is Enter Lion with the song Heart and Soul.
Before I could stand, you lifted me. Before I could walk, you ran to me. Before I could live, you died for me. No greater love than what you've done. Before I could stand, you lifted me. Before I could walk, you ran to me. Before I could live, you died for me. No greater love than what you've done. In my heart I will praise your name. In my soul I'm forever changed. In my life I'm trusting you alone. In my heart and in my soul. Shines dark, disappears in my heart, in my soul. I as the brightness of your love appears in my heart and my soul. I will not fear. Your glory shines, dark disappears in my heart and my soul. In my heart I will praise your name. In my soul I'm forever changed. Before I could stand, you lifted me. Before I could walk, you ran to me. Before I could live, you died for me. No greater love than what you've done.